Amen. I'm fixing to share from the Word, but before I do, I want us just to stand together. We're just going to join our hearts together in prayer and continue. Remember Brother Norvell, he came through surgery and is recuperating. Just remember him in prayer. Sister Brock is here, but remember her in prayer. Sister Chrisman and many others that we're praying for. But I want us just to pray for one another in the house tonight, that God would move and bless, and that God would move in our church and in these special services, that his presence would just be here in a marked way. And just let it be echoing in your heart what we just heard the youth choir sing, Lord, I need you. I love you. But let's just reach out to him. Would you join me right now in concert of prayer? Everyone across the building, let's lift our hearts and hands. Amen. Let's just be honest with the Lord. Lord, tonight we need you. We need your presence. We need your nearness. We thank you, God, for all you've already done. But God, at this moment, at this time, we need you, Lord. We need your wisdom. We need your strength. We need your power. We need your healing for the sick. We need the sense of hope and victory, Lord, for those in desperate situations. Lord, you know the ones that are here tonight that are hurting and in need. And I pray, oh God, that you would minister to them and that you would touch them and make yourself known, oh God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, minister all over this building. May folks begin to feel your Spirit at work in their hearts and their minds, in their situations, oh Lord. And God, we ask in the name of Christ to make yourself real in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I'm not going to read a text as such, but I want to talk to you about this theme tonight, just the people. Just the people. You see, there's a prologue to the story we just saw in drama by the young people. And that prologue, you may remember, is the story of the birth of John the Baptist. And we have his father, Zacharias, and we have Elizabeth, and we have the angel Gabriel, and it's all about Zacharias. And we have Luke chapter 1 opening when Zacharias is offering incense and things start happening. But what I want to talk about is not Zacharias or Elizabeth or Gabriel the angel or John the Baptist. I want to talk about just the people that were there that day. Years ago, in the old waiting room at Miami Valley Hospital, it was a wide open area. It was full of people. And I was up there with the family and the volunteers. You know, they find out who everybody is. And, of course, there was medical staff there. There were family members. And I was just trying to distinguish that I wasn't the doctor and I wasn't a family member. But the volunteer asked me, she said, and who are you? And I said, I'm just the pastor. And real loud, it got everyone's attention. What did you say? I said, I'm just a pastor. Just the pastor. Don't ever say just the pastor. I mean, just rebuke me there in front of everybody. But you know, many feel that way. Not just the pastor, but they feel like, I'm just a kid. Or I'm just a teenager. I'm just a young person. I'm just one choir member. I'm just one attendee. I'm just one church member. I'm just one young adult. I'm just one mother. I'm just one father. I'm just one in the crowd. Well, I want to talk to those that feel like they're just the people tonight. You see, I mentioned in this story of John the Baptist's birth that there were folks that we normally focus on: Zacharias, Elizabeth, Gabriel, John the Baptist. But I want to talk about those folks that probably we never even thought about before. And those are the people that were in the crowd. We don't even have their names. And that's who I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about tonight. Those people, just the people. And here's what I want you to notice about them. Three things. Number one, they could not see what was going on. They could not see what was going on. In verse 10 of chapter 1, it says, the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. The focus I want you to see here is the word without. Zacharias was within the holy place, past those first veils. He was within. That's where the action took place, within. But the people weren't within. They were without. They could not see what was going on. There were lots of priests at that time, and so there were so many of them, they divided them into different groups, and then they would have kind of like a lottery or some other system of determining which group of priests it was time to minister in the temple. Well, guess what? At this occasion, not by coincidence, but by the plan of God, Zacharias' number came up. As a descendant of Levi, it was his time to serve in the temple. And then when they begin to dally out the different things that the priests were going to do at that occasion, Zacharias, he got the incense. That was going to be his assignment, his job. He was to go in past those first veils, and there at that altar of incense before that thick veil that hid the holiest of holies, he was to offer incense. And that is exactly what he did. Now, the Bible tells us something about Zacharias and Elizabeth, and I'm really not here to talk about them, but you got to get the context of the story. The Bible says they were very godly people. They were righteous people, husband and wife, Zacharias and Elizabeth. But the Bible says, though they had prayed for many years, they had never had a child. And now, biologically, the time clock has ran out, and Elizabeth is past the age of bearing a child. And so now we have the setting of the story. Zacharias is offering incense, and suddenly through the smoke of the incense, there is Gabriel standing at the altar. And he makes the announcement. Can you imagine that, thinking you're alone there? Just think about that. If you're alone in the church praying, all of a sudden, choop, right there, standing by the pulpit, there's... And this angel says to Zechariah, he said, your wife is going to have a child. Now, I told you that. Look back at the word without. All that was happening, Brother Oki, that was happening within. The people didn't see any of that take place. They didn't see the angel. They didn't hear the words. They had no idea of knowing what was going on behind that veil, what God was doing behind the scenes. They didn't know what was taking place behind the curtains. If they did, they would understand that it was the opening act of the greatest event that ever happened on the face of the earth. The opening act was the announcement of the forerunner, the one who would announce the coming of the Messiah. But though they could not see it, God was at work on the other side of the curtain. It was hidden from the people's view, but God was at work. And I want you to know, church, we're just people, and it's the same with us. So many times in our lives, we do not see what God is doing behind the scenes. We simply cannot see it. Amen. You know, as far as the people were concerned on the outside, it looked like nothing was happening that day. How many's ever been there in your Christian walk in life? It looks like nothing is happening. And to these people, it appeared that nothing was taking place. God was doing nothing. Amen. But God was at work, though they could not see him. I want to encourage you tonight, people of God, we need to have this faith even in our personal life that something is going on, even when it looks like nothing is going on. That's the promise for God's children. Maybe we don't see it. Maybe it's all behind the scenes. Maybe we can't even grasp what's going on. But listen, our faith should be, amen, God is at work. I may not see it, but God is moving and working on our behalf, not only in our personal life, but in the church. Sometimes we can't see what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe it's just another service to us. It's another song service singing the same song. It looks like nothing is happening, but I'll tell you what faith says. Faith says, I may not see it. It may not be appearing to me, but God is at work. Could somebody believe that about your life tonight? Amen. It looks like your life is stuck and nothing's happening and no answers to prayer are forthcoming, and it looks like God's doing, but I want you to know, for the child of God, God is at work even when you can't see it. See, the people on the outside, they saw none of that. We live in a YouTube world where everything, even the things done in the privacy of the home behind walls, are put out there for the public to see. And we cannot imagine something happening behind the scenes. Oh, but God was at work. And I want to tell you one more thing before we move on. God was at work in the same old rituals. Let's look here. It's behind the scenes, but the priests were doing a ritual, taking place in a ritual that had been done hundreds of times. Look at verse 8. It came to pass that while Zacharias executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, he executed this thing, he did this ritual, according, verse 9, according to the custom of the priest's office. His lot was to burn incense. And so this is a ritual. This is something they had done year after year. But right in the middle of the same old ritual, God began to work. I can't tell you in this, my time of pastor here, how many times we have sung Amazing Grace. It may be the same old song that we have sung hundreds of times. But I'm telling you, suddenly, God can get to work in that thing. You say, we're having Wednesday night church just like we've had hundreds of times. I know, but there needs to be a faith in our hearts, even though it's the same routine, amen, the same format of a Wednesday night service, God can get involved and begin to move in the middle of it. You see, I'm living the same Christian life. I seem stuck. I go to church. I go home. I go to work. Sunday, I go to church. Wednesday, it's just the same old, same old. I go to choir practice. And my life is stuck in a rut. Listen, it may be the same old ritual, but we need to have a faith that says that God moves in the same old ritual. That's what happened. Zacharias was doing what priests had done time after time, but this time it's different. Hallelujah. I'm glad to know there can be that time. Some folks say, and I'm not against this, why don't you just change things up? Why don't we start with altar service and then preach and then, you know, let's just change things up and maybe something will start happening. Maybe so. Amen. But it's not so much of changing things up. It's the faith to believe that God can work even with the things are the way they are. You see, here's the problem with changing things up. If you start a service without a plan, the no plan becomes the plan. If you say we're going to have a service and not have any tradition and any rituals, well, the non-ritual becomes the ritual. See, it's not that. It's the hearts of people to believe. You see, why are you thinking that? Because, you see, I believe those people, just the people, they were there because they were hungering and desiring more. They were tired of captivity. They were tired of the hypocrisy of the religious leaders. They were tired of this period of time when God had not been speaking, and they're desiring and they're hungry, and it's the same old ritual. But because they had been faithful to God, and here they are again, same old ritual, but here they come again. But because of their faithfulness, because of their hunger, amen, suddenly God begins to move. And thank God for a Wednesday night crowd. Don't ever get discouraged with that, because we serve that kind of God. When he sees that faithfulness and that hungry, suddenly he's going to show up and he's going to get involved in that. You can't convince me that there weren't a lot of people in Jerusalem that day that never bothered to go to the temple, that never bothered to show up, and they missed it all. I know these folks couldn't see it, but before the day was over, they realized what God had done. Just be faithful. I said, just be faithful. They saw nothing, but God was at work, an angel, a miracle in the body of Elizabeth. God turned back her biological clock. Amen. Zacharias is struck dumb because of his unbelief, not able to speak till the child is born. I mean, lots of things are happening, and you may not see God at work. But I want you to know right here tonight on December, what is it, 18th, 20th, what is it? On December 18, 2013, God is at work in history. God is at work in the church. And God is at work in your life. Just believe it and keep being faithful. Secondly, they waited patiently and faithfully. Look at verse 21. The people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. Gabriel, after he announced that Zacharias and Elizabeth would have a child, he began to proclaim the special mission that child would have. He said, Zacharias, his name is going to be John. Not only will he make you happy by being your child, he's going to make people happy. And here's what he's going to do. He's going to turn the hearts of people to God. He's going to be the forerunner, the announcer of the coming Messiah, the Christ. And Zacharias begins to question how he and Elizabeth can have a child at this time alive. And Gabriel, now there's a reason I'm recounting this. And Gabriel rebukes Zacharias and strikes him with dumbness. It took me even a little bit to tell. What I'm trying to say is all those things that happened behind that curtain, that took a while. Time passed. Time. In fact, I just read it to you. The people felt like that Zacharias was tarrying. All of that took time. Did you know, if you were in that crowd today, you would have known that this was taking longer than normal. And you know, I think some of the people begin to ask, did he fall asleep? Did he get in there? Did Zacharias fall asleep? Did he get distracted? And something that was always in the minds of the people, did he die in there? Did he do something wrong? Did he die in there? What I'm trying to say is the scripture is clear. It took longer than normal. There was a long period of time. I was in a discussion sometime this past week with somebody about how short people's attention spans are now. Especially with the advent, the bombardment of our media. Everything comes in small packages because people have such a small attention span. Our world is an impatient world. Amen. You can have free shipping and get it in 3 or 7 days, or you can pay $15 and get it the next day. People pay the $15. They don't want to wait on anything. The impatience of our society. But here it is taking longer than normal. But nobody left. Nobody got tired of waiting. Nobody went home. They just kept waiting. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, that's the secret of God moving in your life. Maybe it's taking longer than you think it ought to take. Maybe it seems like things are stretching on and on, and you're not seeing what you would like to see from God. But be like just the people here. Just keep waiting. Just keep holding on. Just keep being faithful, because God is at work. Can you say amen? I mean, somebody had to think in that crowd. We've waited 400 years for God to speak. We can wait 40 more minutes. Hallelujah. Oh, there's just something about folks being faithful and waiting, being patient until God. You know, so many, because they don't wait patiently for God to do what he wants to do to fulfill his plan, they miss it completely. I've seen folks get a little dry spell. Instead of waiting until God brought them out, they became impatient and they left serving God. Left the church just because of a dry spell. I'm telling you, learn the patience and waiting. How many still believes that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength? And keep in mind, as they're waiting, nothing appears to be happening. But they're faithful to wait. Amen. We're like those people. Sometimes it's hard to wait. But with our faith, we will wait, we will watch, and we will wonder. Can you imagine the things that were going through their mind? We can wait because we know that God is at work. I thought of this. I've seen it happen, literally. I've seen folks, you know, God's trying to move, and finally folks begin to filter out. I've seen after a bunch of folks leave, all of a sudden the Spirit of the Lord fell and did tremendous things. How many have seen that? Amen. Just didn't wait long enough. Weren't patient long enough. So many have left the service just before God did something big. Amen. Keep on waiting. Be patient. And last of all, not only did they not realize that God was at work, not only did they keep waiting patiently, but we discover in the story they were the ones for whom everything was done. It was all happening on their behalf. Look at verse 14. Speaking to Zacharias again, thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many, not just you and Elizabeth, you'll rejoice, but many shall rejoice at his birth. And many of the children of Israel, verse 16, many of the children of Israel shall return to the Lord their God. And verse 17, he shall go before him in the spirit, in the power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. This was about the people. I know God was doing something for Zacharias and Elizabeth. I know he was. But it went far beyond just their having a child. I know they had prayed for that child. And God did a wonderful thing when he gave John the Baptist to Zacharias and Elizabeth. But it wasn't just about Zacharias and Elizabeth. It was about the people, this John the Baptist and Christ to follow. It was all about saving the people, turning their hearts to God. You may say tonight, I'm not an Elizabeth. I'm not a Zacharias. Even they were the main players. I'm certainly not a Gabriel. I'm just one of the people. Maybe you may put it this way. I'm not the preacher. I'm not the leader. I'm not a singer. I have no solo in the choir. I'm just a member. I'm just one of the crowd. I'm just one of the youth group. But you see, that's the point. Even God may use different individuals, but it's all done not for the individual that he uses. It's all done for the people, because he wants to turn the hearts of people to God, redeem them, change them, and prepare a people for himself. Aren't you glad everything God does, he does it with the people's good in mind? Later, when John was born, Zechariah's tongue was loosed. In verse 67, his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. He sees it. Zacharias sees it. He goes beyond he and Elizabeth. It's for the people. Verse 76, and thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet in the way of peace. Everything that was taking place was for the people, to redeem them. Oh, all these stories that were, the story that we're listening to, come music, the story we're listening to about Christmas, never forget, it was for us. It was for us. It was for us. So I want to encourage you tonight. You may not see God at work, but remember, he's at work. Number two, be patient and wait until you see his plan unfold in your life. And number three, everything God is doing, he's doing it for our good, our benefit, our blessing, our salvation. Aren't you glad you serve a God like that? I saw a picture of my grandkids on the curb waiting for the Christmas parade in Joplin, Missouri, and it made me think of when I was a kid. That was a big thing, you know, Main Street Christmas parades. And you get there early, and you push your way up to the curb, and you saw a lot of great sights, but the best part of it is when they walked by and they threw handfuls of candy out. That was the best part. I never once was in a parade, but I sure was a recipient of what took place. See, it's not saying, well, I have this position or God's doing this with me. And it's simply, even if, and we all are, just the people, it's believing God is at work. And if we care enough to come to the curb, so to speak, we may not be in the parade, but God's got a blessing for us. God's got help for us. Handfuls. Amen. If we'll just reach out and lay hold. Aren't you glad he loves his people? Amen. We'll just stand across the building. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you're not even wondering that tonight. But oh, I believe there's somebody that is. God, are you never going to move? Is it never going to happen in my life? Believe him. Believe him. He's at work. He's at work. Even when you can't see him. Be patient. Wait as the people waited. And you'll realize that God is doing what he's doing for our good always. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Let's pray across the building. Hallelujah. We'll just seek him, church. Hallelujah. God, move with your spirit. God, touch hearts right now. Touch hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying I'm like Zacharias. I'm just saying it was a situation kind of like this. The only difference is you can see me. I'm not behind a veil. But could you imagine just for a moment, you are those people there that day, waiting. And suddenly you get the news that God is at work. Think of how your heart would change in a moment. Oh, the elation, the exhilaration, just to know that God's at work. Now, let me tell you something, just straight out. If you don't have a hunger for God, it means nothing for the preacher to tell you tonight that God's at work even when you can't see Him. But if you've got a heart for God, if your desires, if you're hungry for God, all of a sudden your heart can be exhilarated to know that even though you can't see it, God's at work on your behalf. If you're glad for our Redeemer, would you come? Amen. Would you come find a place to pray? Say, God, I believe. I'm going to keep waiting. I'm going to be patient. Hallelujah. I don't see what you're doing, but I'm going to be patient. I'm going to wait. Hallelujah. Thank God that you're at work on my behalf. Thank God that you're at work on my behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't we just seek Him in these altars? Lord, thank you that you're at work. Even when I can't see you, Lord, I can't see what you're doing, you're at work in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Be patient. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Teach me, Lord.
You're not just a young person. You're someone God is working on your behalf. Hallelujah.
They that wait upon the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, they shall mount up with wings. The people waited, the scripture said. The people waited. They're hungrous. They're desirous. They don't even know anything that's happening, but they're hungry, and so they wait. They need God, so they wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Teach me, Lord. Teach me,
oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, they that wait. Oh, God. It's been 400 years, but all of a sudden you're moving. It's been 400 years, but all of a sudden you're speaking. Hallelujah. Oh, call out to Him tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Teach me, Lord.
Oh, teach me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord.
To wait.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we're able to ask or even think. I will not give up. I will not let go. I'll wait on the Lord. I'll wait on Him. I'll be patient. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Teach me, Lord.
It doesn't matter that I'm not a main player, whatever that is, a main character. What matters is God does what He does for the people. God moves for the people. God speaks for the people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, hear the prayers of your people. Hear the prayers of your people.
And not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.
Oh. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.